You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This particular segment, though, I think is going to be a little bit more, I don't know, thoughtful, if you will. Just talking about something that Jeremy and I saw, I guess this was yesterday morning, a little story that was out and a survey that was out. It was asking thousands of people something about whether or not personal finance should be taught in schools. So it wasn't this big overreaching, thing. Like I saw, Jeremy, you posted on social media, you know, what should be taught in schools. This was more of a direct question, just like right to the whole personal finance. Should you teach, you know, budgeting and finance and money management to kids in school? And overwhelmingly, 80-something percent of people said definitely yes, that it should be.
Absolutely.
And there were 8% who said it's a bad idea.
Don't do it. Who are these idiots?
So we thought that we would, you know, now that school's kicking back up, some students are already back, others will be going back within the next week or 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, hey, this might be a good time for us to chat about this and see where people's feelings lay on this. I'm actually
just with the
rather
money
curious.
One or what?
No, I like what you posted is interesting. I like the idea of both because there's almost there are a few things that are really really sensitive sore spots for people, and one of those is public education. And you know, I ran a nonprofit organization for 15 years. That was all about middle school students. That's what I focused. My nonprofit was about middle school students. And if I learned anything in those 15 years running that nonprofit, it's that you get five parents together in a room and they will have five completely different viewpoints. It's why I automatically became much more sensitive to how schools handle a classroom of 25 to 30 students. When you've got 25 or 30 different groups of parents that can't seem to agree on hardly anything. And
sure.
They tend to, in my opinion, parents project their own kids' strengths or weaknesses as normal, and they project it onto everyone else. In other words, my kid already is fantastic at this. We don't need to be teaching this in school.
Right.
And you might say,
the other 20 kids, you know?
You know, you say, oh, that's not true. It's totally true.
Sure. What?
People, if your kid has a certain skill, you automatically think that every kid is kind of gifted at that.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it is.
I mean, bottom line is that they teach a lot of stuff in school. They teach a lot of stuff, but they can't teach it all. They can't cram it all into these classes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I was kind of just having a more of a lighthearted, fun look at it this morning when I put, what should they be teaching kids in high school that they don't? And I mean, a lot of funny stuff was coming in, you know, like fold a fitted sheet, how to get out of the way at the grocery store, don't block the lines, things like that. And I started jotting down a few of my own that I really, I don't know if they teach this stuff in high school, they might not, but a couple biggies I think are social media etiquette, like how to be a good human on social media and reminding some of these kids that the stuff that you put out there on social lasts forever. So I don't know if they teach any of this etiquette online. And on the heels of that, like email etiquette, how to properly format an email and how to talk on an email and how you should never, ever, ever reply all on an email. This is the important stuff that needs to be taught in high school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the list went on and on and on Facebook. I mean, a lot of really important things that I've never heard of high schools like doing.
Yeah, give me a for instance.
Here's a for instance. Well, as many of them came up, like how to cook. I mean, yes, you get the little home ec class that not everybody takes. It's like an elective class that you get a handful of kids. But just in general, how to cook, how to create a meal for yourself.
Isn't it funny that when I was in fifth grade, home ec was required. All students, boys, girls, didn't matter.
Home ec. I took it.
And what's really funny about it is that was fifth grade. To this day, I specifically remember some of the things I learned in that class about, you know, dealing with stuff in the kitchen and safety things in the kitchen. And
sure,
I've never forgotten it.
I learned how to sew. I still have the stuffed animal that I sewed together and stuffed with stuffing, and that's how I learned how to sew, was in middle school home ec.
And I understand, you know, parents who object to some of this stuff because they're like, well, that should be taught at home.
Well, what if it can't be?
It should be.
But should be.
The funny thing about the whole thing about should you teach kids about personal finance, to me, the red flag there is who is teaching it? Because I don't have a lot of confidence in that many people when it comes to personal finance.
True, yeah.
And secondly, what exactly are they teaching them about personal finance? So right. I might automatically default to, well, I would rather that be taught at home. Then I start thinking, well, how many people at home are qualified to teach
right,
that?
Right, with your 420 credit score, you know?
Yeah, it's like a no-win, right?
Yeah. A couple other biggies I jotted down, just general home maintenance, you know, how to patch a hole, how to replace an outlet, how to clean your dryer vent, you know, they don't teach any of that in school. And then vehicle maintenance, you know,
I wonder
like
if
what
it's,
fluids and,
you know, is it, I don't know, is it practical that starting in, say, sixth grade, so you got 7 years of school, that there is always a floating, you know, 45-minute part of each day
mm-hmm.
that is a...
It's just life skills.
Yeah, and it morphs. So, like, for 1 week, they might be teaching stuff like what you're talking about. For 1 week, they might be teaching about, you know, the social media stuff. For 1 week, they might be teaching about personal finance.
Proper lawn care.
Yeah, and it just rotates. I mean, like I said, this might be totally impractical.
How to carry yourself. Like
unless, you know, somebody could come up with a, like,
But why can't it be like a rotating thing like they do specials in school? You know, you got your computer, your gym, your music. This week it's life skills.
Well,
it could totally be a rotating thing.
Yeah, but the reason I'm thinking that is because right now they're only rotating a small number of things. And what you and I are talking about is rotating dozens of things through the years and finding people who are apt to teach that kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, because you'd have to bring in a financial person and a
right,
vehicle
person. Right, so that's why I was wondering
and...
if they could default to something that's similar to, not necessarily, but similar to the whole Khan Academy thing
mm-hmm.
that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Where it's an online video series of stuff that maybe could be adopted by school districts that might have 100 different lessons and each kid, you know, the kids know, hey, every Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to take 40 minutes out of our day, and this is what stuff we're going to learn.
Yeah.
But then you might have teachers who say, hell, we don't have enough time right now to teach them, you know, a lot of the basics. So
yeah.
I'm sensitive to both sides
sure,
of this.
I know.
You've got kids in school right now, though.
I probably
would be head over heels if they did this.
Yes. Luckily, you know, Nick Nack and I have our head on our shoulders and we teach a lot of this at home. But just
right.
the reinforcement at school from their teachers and amongst their peers
uh-huh.
does wonders as well, I would imagine.
Agreed.
You know. So yeah, I mean, if you're more than welcome to comment on my Facebook.
We were talking about how, you know, that can go I can see both sides to this, but the phones have lit up. Let's take a couple of calls. Here's Adrian. Adrian, you're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think about this?
Well, I think it's a great idea, but I also understand where you guys are coming from on who's going to teach it and how would you kind of go through who's going to be the master of it, especially if it's something that you're learning about something new pretty consistently. But I'm thinking a way to solve that problem would be to bring in guest speakers. So, for example, bringing in a mechanic and just like looking at that teacher's car, kind of talking through what these things are, learning how to
I love
teach
that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so that's my thought.
Yeah, guest speakers.
I really like
man.
It.
I like it.
Adrian, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for that. Here's Brian on the phone. Brian, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Whoa. Hey,
what
Brian.
What do you say? What's the word, Brian?
Radio voice, Brian.
Well, you know, I like the idea. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But then you've got all these Karens in the world that are going to come back later and say, hey, now my kid's broke. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. You're not telling them where to invest. You're just giving them a broad, you know, save your money, try to invest it, find something with an interest rate.
How to balance a checkbook, money in, money out. It's not saying go invest in this stock.
Teaching
Nobody's
them about
that.
Good credit scores versus bad credit scores and how you achieve those.
I
don't think it's going to be any sort of bad.
Yeah, why take a shot at people named Karen for that? That's...
Right.
Don't get that call.
Come on.
Brian, get off the phone. Here's Logan. Logan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So in Douglas County and Jeffco school districts, they have a program called Young Ameritown, and it's for 5th, 6th, and sometimes 7th graders where they do learn about finance.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then they get to go and practice that in mock-up scenario. So it's pretty
Is this for every student?
I've been to their little bank. It was super cool.
Is this for every student or is this like an elective type thing?
This is for every student, and that's then good. They can go on the field trip to the actual like town where they do a simulation and they get to use
We've talked about that before.
I've done a little tour of that. It's actually quite cool. Sometimes this is just me talking here, trying to teach financial stuff to a sixth grader, I think you can do some of it. It
doesn't translate 100%.
Still, when you're like 11 or 12, it's like you still believe there's a money tree out in the backyard,
But even as adults, we need continual learning on how to budget.
You got that right, buddy.
You know what? Cheers to you for saying that.
Read a book called The Latte Statement. The Latte Factor. That's a good book to read on...
What's it called?
The Latte Factor.
What is that? Oh, is that about how little things add up?
Little things add up. It's like instead of spending that $4 a day on coffee, imagine what you can do over the course of a lifetime saving that $4 every day. It's called The Latte
Factor. That's
really
cool. Thank you for that tip.
Thank you, Logan.
And Logan hit on something that we should have stressed from the very beginning. There is a mistaken belief that your education ends after high school, or for people who are silly enough to go to college, that it ends then. And my God, if you had a nation of lifelong learners, just think about how much better. That's a pipe dream. That'll never happen. I get that. That's utopia, pie in the sky. But if you could get a significant portion of people to adopt the idea that they will be lifetime learners.
Sky's the limit, huh?
Yeah, it changes a dynamic.
And it's more convenient than ever to learn. You can click on YouTube and learn anything,
Great point.
You can go online. You can get library books from your iPad for nothing, for free.
Great point. So I would always try to push people. Just stay a lifelong learner. One of my little mottos is it's way better to be interested than to be interesting. And we have, a movement where everyone has to be interesting. I would just rather people be interested. It makes a difference.
There you go.
Hey, that was I love those calls. Even Brian.
Thank
I liked
you.
His call too.
Even Brian.
Even Brian.